Welcome to another edition of Get Lit with Literature. This is Monk. A little look at the significance of the new year, what that means. It's a multi-layered, so I'm going to go at it from a bunch of different angles. The first is from Eduardo Galeano's book, Children of the Days, translated by Mark Fried. Mark Fried, Fried, F-R-I-E-D. And this is, every page is something about that day of the year, and this is January 1st. Today is not the first day of the year for the Mayas, the Jews, the Arabs, the Chinese, or many other inhabitants of this world. The date was chosen by Rome, Imperial Rome, and blessed by Vatican Rome, and it would be an overstatement to say that all humanity celebrates today as the crossing from one year to the next. That said, today we ought to acknowledge that time treats us rather kindly. Time allows us, its fleeting passengers, to believe that this day could be the very first day, and it gives us leave to want today to be as bright and joyous as the colors of an outdoor market. So he conveys both the excitement and the newness and the freshness that I feel, and yet also to look at what is this consciousness that we are celebrating. And though, as he says, not all of the world, but so much of the world. And you're going to have more people saying Happy New Year than you are saying Happy Solstice. Although this year, I'm happy to report, I noticed more people mentioning the solstice. I saw more email and online references. So I feel that that's a very positive consciousness shift, because as much as we sort of are obliged to go along with the numerical new year, it is, as he says, it's a Roman invention, and it comes from imperialism and the Vatican. So it's laced with religiosity, and as with Christmas, it ties the cycle of time to the Christ and the Christian cycle, which now, if you think about how did that get into the basically the whole world, even though, again, many people don't celebrate the New Year the same way, but even Jews who celebrate Rosh Hashanah will still celebrate the New Year. So you look at the New Year became the number New Year, the Christ New Year, what's sometimes referred to as the Julian or the Gregorian calendar, became the thing. Now, what a coup that is. Like, I don't know, I'd have to trace how that happened, when that happened, how it suddenly happened, and how it caught on. But that has literally converted the consciousness of huge swaths, most of the consciousness of the planet. So that's what I find fascinating and very telling, because you're not going to hear people talking about, oh, it's a, you know, the new year is a conspiracy theory, but in a sense it is, because it has put our consciousness into the Christian time and the Imperial Roman and Vatican time at the expense of the natural cycles of the earth and the cosmos, which is what the solstice is, the solstice being both, quote, Christmas and, quote, New Year in one, the rebirth of the sun and the rebirth of the new year. So that's where I like to draw some line there. So this year I'm marveling at how they pulled that off. So the best I can do is to kind of keep my consciousness in like two worlds, you know, do both. But to remember to sort of downplay that hoopla of 2024, even though, hey, go get excited and celebrate and do all that is fine. But personally, to keep in step with the earth and the cycles, I have to have as much, if not my consciousness, more attention to the seasonal cycles. And the other interesting programming, the word calendar is derived from Latin calendarium, meaning account book. The calends, C-A-L-E-N-D-S. The first day of the Roman month when debts fell due and accounts were reckoned. So this is, again, another insidious thing, how much of the world got programmed to pay bills and to take on a financial consciousness while neglecting this cyclic lunar consciousness of 28 days, 28 day months, and approximately 13 times a year. And the footnote to the calendar is that we talk about school test scores are down. Well, the calendar sept means 7, but that's the 9th month, and oct means 8, but that's the 10th month, and November 9, that's the 11th month, and December, that's the 10, but that's the 10th, 12th month. So, wow, right? We've got errors and mistakes built in to our actual calendar consciousness, but who thinks about that when it's the month? So you think of months, and we've been programmed again to pay bills monthly. Like, do you ever think about that? Like, okay, I have this service, or, you know, whether it's online, you have to pay for internet or the rent or whatever. And it's like, why is it a month? Why is it every month? Why can't I just like pay once and forget about it for a while, or just pay for the year or something? But instead, it's like a steady reminder every month. It's just this sort of pseudo drum beat of the Roman imperial cycle. So yeah, you got to pay your bills, but at least you can help keep your consciousness free of the programming that this is, you know, totally, that this is like, quote, normal. And the other interesting thing, going deeper into the word root, calare, from calare, C-A-L-A-R-E, to announce solemnly, to call out, as the priests did in proclaiming the new moon that marked the calends, from the root kele, K-E-L-E, to shout. So if you go deeper in that root, the calends, the days of the month, again, it was originally a lunar, the beginning of the cycle, the new moon, the beginning of the cycle, and it was shouted out. So that's now become, you know, shouting out, hey, pay your bills, or hey, happy new year. But again, originally, there's this connection with both the solar cycle at the solstice, and now the monthly lunar cycles. So that's interesting to me that again, the sun and the moon cycles connected with the earth and the seasonal time, which is different from this man-made time that we have, that has shaped the consciousness of so much of the world. And, you know, many indigenous peoples, they have a whole different relationship with time. There's a book about the Algonquin culture by Evan Pritchard called No Word for Time. Like, a lot of indigenous people have like no specific word for time. They may have words that show the phases and cycles, but the way we, the way we break down time into hours and minutes and seconds and all that is different. Also, speaking to the root of the shouting out that priests would do, I think it is something to put upon oneself. I'll recommend this to people, that you become like a quote priest, or whatever sacred label you want to put out on that, and that each month, let alone every day, each month is a time for calling out the shifts in the weather, the birds that return or that head out, flowers blooming or fading, the changes in the cycles, less rain, more rain, less wind, colder, all that thing. That is part of our work, to participate in these cycles of seasons, and to, as they say, hey, I give a shout out to my homies. Well, let's give a shout out to help protect the trees and protect the birds, and to clue each other in as to the change in the cycles, because that's helpful too. People talking about what's going on in the seasons and the changes and shifts and all that, that is part of the work that we can take on to empower ourselves and to help tune in to the changing cycles that are happening, and to, as much as possible, deprogram from the Roman imperial theological cycle that has, again, that's a thing to study. How did they pull that off? But how can we pull that off our eyes and and see the natural world and the cycles of time in a more timeless way. So blessings for the new year, which in the Chinese astrology, the year of the dragon. And I still have a few calendars left if anyone is interested. So wishing you happy, healthy, and blessings. Thanks for listening.